He's a member of the Calgary Hitmen. Carson Folk is going to join us here. Carson, man, good morning. How are you?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's good to talk to you. There's not a lot of hockey being played right now, which I know is disappointing when you're a hockey player. Before we kind of get into it, I suppose, how disappointed, I guess, what's your emotion right now? Is you'd love to be playing. It would be a big year for you, but now just not much on the horizon, right? Or is there much on the horizon? What is the latest for you?
Yeah, it's obviously very tough. I'm not used to being home at this time, that's for sure, but something kind of out of my control, so I don't focus on it too much, and I'm just preparing for the season whenever that may come.
Now, we want to get you on because we're talking about, I guess, a couple of different things. You, and I know the Hitmen are big on making sure that their players get involved in some charity, in some kind of an endeavor to get into the community and to help. And you were part of the Hockey Gives Blood. You were the player ambassador last year. So what was it in terms of blood donation? Because it's one of those things, everybody can do it, most everybody can do it, but not enough people do it. What did you learn and why did you go that route last year?
Just in talking to Stu, the Hockey Gives Blood guy, he really told me a lot of facts and things that I really didn't know about giving blood. It's not something that I was very familiar with. And just, with the Humboldt bus crash, that being close to my heart, close to my hometown and stuff, a lot of people were affected by that, and just realizing how much blood was needed for a lot of those treatments as well. So that kind of hit home with me. And, yeah, just learning a lot of stats about how much blood is needed and how much blood is needed for cancer patients and various other treatments. So that was something that I definitely wanted to raise awareness about.
Because that is kind of now the spinoff, right? It is September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And like you say, for you to look at the numbers and kind of be taken aback, I was also kind of taken aback. One in every five Canadian children that is diagnosed with cancer will die, and people are living with it every single day. They're fighting every single day, and they need that help. And it's so easy to do, right? You can do it online. I'm guessing you guys, as a team, did you guys all get involved and go and donate blood?
Yeah, we did as much as we can. Yeah. During the season, we're actually not allowed to just because of our schedule, but outside of the season, I know myself and the other player ambassador, Jet Wu, on our team, we went and donated blood in our hometowns. So, it's definitely something we all want to be involved in.
There's about, I wanted to find the number, and there it is, 30,000 childhood cancer survivors living in Canada today. 75% of them have serious health problems and in turn need the blood transfusions on a regular or semi-regular basis. Over 100,000 new blood donors are needed in Canada this year to keep up with demand, which is a kind of a staggering number, but it's also, I think it's a number that we can hit fairly easily. To go and check out more information, go to blood.ca, that's the website, and I guess what would be your pitch if somebody is out there and they've never given blood or whatever the case may be? How would you try and sell them on it?
I think it's pretty easy because it's a thing that everyone can do, and it's a little time sacrifice, I guess I would say. But just that little bit can help out so much. It could take up to 8 donors a week to help a child with leukemia. So that's a lot of blood, and just taking that little time out of your day to help someone out could be huge and even save a life. So I think it's definitely something worth doing.
Carson, what's the latest for you? Are you taking classes? Because I know you're 20. So what are you doing on a? You're waiting for hockey to get going. But what's staying in shape? What's life like for you right now?
Yeah, I've got it. Got a pretty good routine going now. I just go to the gym every morning, and then I skate 4 times a week just to stay at it. I worked at a power skating school this summer, which has been a blast, kind of giving back and getting to know some of the instructors out there. It's been a good time, but yeah, just trying to really stay in shape. Got camps coming up, and looking forward to going to Vancouver's camp and obviously Calgary's camp.
Yeah, it's crazy the things that we find out that we take for granted, isn't it?
Yeah, Yeah, just, it definitely is.
Yeah, things that you don't even think of until they're gone. Carson, good on you for the work you did a year ago. Good on you for the work you continue to do. And it is, there are many great causes out there, and this is certainly near the top. Good on you for hooking your name to this and for trying to raise the awareness.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me today.
Thanks, Carson. Carson Folt, it is the month of September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and it's like anything else. You get involved here and you start to run through the numbers, and it's staggering, the need. One in every five, where was it here? It can take, on average, up to five blood donors to help one child who is undergoing cancer treatment. It can take up to eight donors a week to help out a child who is working through leukemia. They are going to need 100,000 new blood donors, in addition to the ones that are already kind of on board and go and do their regularly scheduled donations. 100,000 new blood donors are needed in Canada to keep up. Text the word blood to 1-888-502-5663. I get it. You're in your car. It's tough right now. Just go online. Blood.ca. Blood.ca is the website. They've got an app. They've got the hotlines, the 1-888 numbers, and they will make it as easy as possible for you to get in and to get this done, even with things being the way they are right now.